It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Guys,
yeah.
Yo,
no,
yo,
Matthew, you have more energy today than I've seen anybody have in a long time,
ever,
and that is including all the wrestling matches that all of you did.
Yeah, well, that's because I had a lot of nitrates before I came over here, which means lots of farting.
love it,
or leave it.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me as always, Matthew.
You sold out, Lex.
My best friend, Steven.
Oh.
And Kevin, sir. Kevin, you got to step it up, man.
Yep, there.
I know.
I'm going to have to bring something next week.
No, you won't.
Okay.
Yes.
April Fools.
I bring you porno.
Last week, it's true. Well, you got negative points for that. That was disgusting. Last week, Kevin brought me, I'm going to say me, even though it was a group gift, because I think I'm the only one that wants to watch it, the Hey Vern, It's Ernest complete series on DVD, which is amazing, and which I've been perusing. I don't know if it's up there or not.
No.
Yeah. And today, Steve brought me a triple feature. Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Scared Stupid, and Ernest Goes to Jail. Arguably three of the best of the Ernest.
Arguably.
I don't know. Ernest Slam Dunk?
No.
Didn't really dig it.
Terrible.
Ernest Goes to Africa and Gets AIDS? That didn't really give it.
I don't know if that last part was in the title.
I mean,
it happened in the movie, so you should have said spoiler alert, but it wasn't in the title.
All right. So, And Matt just brings his presents every week.
Yeah. My presents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Presents.
Wendy's nuggets.
Sometimes. Yeah, food this week, which is good because I ate.
Well, we barbecued.
Fucking global size belly.
Did? Well, we
what? Who?
Barbecued. Wait, that guy that was outside?
This side of the room.
Oh.
True.
Everybody on that camera.
Yeah.
Beyond.
The hard camera.
Dude, I put out a fucking massive text.
You did?
Yeah. A
couple hours after.
You must have bad signal here because it always seems that the invites come.
Yeah, I guess I do. Like when Steve comes and remembers that he forgot, that's when they come.
Uh-huh. I always remember when I come.
Hey,
hey.
We had some delicious burgers, just the store brand. They came out great.
Sounds good.
And some Nathan's dinner franks.
I thought you could say death dogs.
I'm going to bring up some dinner franks.
Dude, I've had chest pain since I ate
great.
I can't eat those big hot dogs.
They're so good.
Always made me sick. Always.
Yeah, I kind of get sick.
I mean, you don't eat more than one of them.
Well, you do.
I did today.
Really?
Or the last time.
I can only have Hebrew National all beef franks.
Kosher.
Of course. These are all cut up. Makes them look gross. I'm going to bring up a picture
makes
of these.
Makes them look
it
gross.
It does. See, you need to have like a woman's hand holding it in order to really appreciate the size of these dogs.
Or a woman's vagina.
Or that.
Or Hermione.
Her hiney. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can find a picture.
There is like a...
What's up?
Like a There's fan.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the computer.
Did you turn the fan on?
Oh, there me. Is.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just going to have to turn my mic down and talk louder.
It's a computer.
I guess so. Huh?
Is it? Wow.
What is that? Garbage noise.
You have a fucking virus.
A virus.
I have a virus in my microphone.
I think this is it. Oh, yeah.
Let's see what happens when I do this.
Let's view the original image.
Wow, it sounds great.
Look at that. That's a big dog right there.
Oh,
and that is a woman's hand.
How do you know, Matt?
Because it's a woman's hand.
Problem solved.
Have you had those fingers tickling your prostate before?
Not those particular ones. But that's what we call a Nathan's dinner.
That doesn't
prank.
Look nearly as good there.
Check one, two.
No,
that's boiled,
that's
right?
Boiled.
Welcome back, Derek.
Thank you.
Hey.
This board is like slowly dying one channel at a time.
Really?
We're down to four. No, it's still there.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
That's all right.
That's horrendous. We got
to
do something.
Go back here.
Anyway, so I got a hot dog on the screen right now.
You got a hot
save the show.
Dog to save the show. Did any of you guys... Oh, I didn't post it.
Go to the Headbanger Thrasher seminar on Saturday? Yeah, I did.
Wait, seminar?
Yes.
What is it? How to wear dresses in public and get away with it?
How to make a lot of money wearing dresses.
Well, yeah.
Is that what he claimed?
How did they do? Did they... this is a... Of course, Mosh and Thrasher, the Headbangers.
Uh-huh. Also known as the Flying Nuns.
Also known as the Flying Nuns of WWE fame.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. 97?
96, 97, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave a seminar?
Well, it was just Thrasher.
Oh.
Yeah.
About what?
Now, he's the taller one, the taller, thinner one, right?
Yeah. Yes. It was sold as a seminar on tag team wrestling.
Oh.
But it turned out to just be him pairing guys together and having them have 5-minute matches where they weren't allowed to discuss anything. It was just go in there and do it.
Oh, this was
improv.
A ring place?
At the Monster Factory. Yeah.
Monster
A wrestling
Factory.
School in South Jersey. A very famous wrestling school, actually.
That's going to smell
so
bad.
Yeah, you know it. You know it.
So bad.
You heard it. You heard it here first. Wow.
Live it. Love
you
it.
Heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, both Headbangers came through the factory. Bigelow, Paul White, the Big Show.
Yes.
Oh.
Sheamus was a graduate of the Monster Factory.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of names have made it.
Yeah.
And so, you paid money, I guess?
Yeah, it was $25.
$25 just to run around a ring?
But the experience was invaluable.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you get any, compliments on your tag team ability, your wrestling ability?
We didn't even really touch on tag team wrestling at all, which is weird because that was what they sold it as.
Now, how many people were there?
I think I counted 15 people participating.
Oh.
Well, no, it was more like
how
11.
Many,
11
paid
participating. 16 paid, 11 were actually in the ring.
Okay.
So they got $400 just to have a bunch of jabronis run around their ring.
Hey, who calls them jabroni?
Present company excluded.
No, there was a lot of good guys there that were part of it. And it was a good experience, but...
you were the best out of all of them, right?
Oh, man, obviously.
Well, clearly.
He is a two-root dude.
He is. One half.
I would like to point out that Steve and I did see Mosh's penis.
Okay.
That's true.
All right.
I can verify
that. Did you pay $25 for that?
Did you get paid $25 for that?
Yes.
$35. Actually, no, wait. That was a show I only came out as the sidekick, right?
No.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Wasn't that the show you threw up the hot dog?
Might have been.
Yeah, okay, so I don't think I got paid on that show.
Really?
I don't think I did.
By the way, that...
You got paid an experience.
Sure.
That picture you have pulled up, he has a stack of those in his bag.
Really?
He was pointing out the importance of having promotional pictures. And he's like, everywhere you go, you should have them. And he zips open his bag, and he's like, I've had these in here for years.
Yeah.
And it was an envelope full of that picture.
Wow.
I think he's interested in making a comeback, no?
I think so. He said he was up to 319 pounds. And
really?
Yeah. And he's come down since then. But he said he got really jaded.
The tall one?
Yeah.
He wasn't a big dude.
He was narrow, yeah.
Yeah.
He said he was in the mid-200s when he was wrestling. But he said he got hurt. And he got jaded, and he started to give up. And
he was getting booked by Jaden?
No.
What'd you say?
He got jaded.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, he said he just stopped giving a shit, and then he became a regional manager of a Domino's.
Okay.
And he said it just got really bad from there, but in the last 2 years, he's turned it around. And
nice.
He's in amazing shape now.
Good.
He looked better than he looks in that picture.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
Oh, God, I don't
know. It's got to be 40-ish.
Yeah, probably about 40. He said he started in 91, coming out of high school. Mm-hmm. So,
well, so there you go.
Math.
Yeah, were they really 39? Into all the music and everything, or is that?
Oh
just
yeah, yeah. He said that was all really them.
That was all them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it just worked. He said that's why the tag team, you know, the Headbangers tag team worked, is because it was just something that they were both into. They both had the piercings, the tattoos, and they liked that music.
Mm.
And they rocked the skirts.
Mm-hmm. They did that. They did.
It was actually entertaining to watch them
yeah.
and just be like, they're going to fucking trip on that thing. It's going to fall off. Never fell off. Nope. Never, at least that I know of, that I've seen. They never tripped over it. Never slowed them down a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, my thing is, a kid was always checking out what novelty boxer shorts they had underneath it.
Yes,
they always
yeah.
had something silly.
Some big smiley face yeah. or like yeah. you know, Charlie Brown or something.
I enjoyed the Headbangers a lot. I thought they, they served their purpose.
It was probably in like the last time of real tag teams in the WWF.
Yeah, it was going away.
Yeah, them, the Godwins, mm-hmm. Legion of Doom had just made the comeback. Yeah.
They tried to like break out the tag team division one last time in the late 90s.
Yeah,
and they did all those factions, and then they had like multiple tag teams per faction. And
I
then,
hated
like,
the factions.
The New Rockers.
Oh yeah.
The Nation of Domination, and
yeah.
what else was there? The fucking, I don't even know.
Los Boricuas,
yes.
Disciples of Apocalypse.
Hated them, all of them.
Yeah.
Didn't like any of them.
Yeah. The Disciples of Steve number one?
Yes, exactly. Steve number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Yeah, they were bad.
Yeah.
But that was like when I first started kind of veering off and being like, eh.
Yeah, because the gimmicks were going away, and then the real like persona type things were coming in. Like it wasn't like a, you know, you had a guy who played a witch doctor become a pimp. You know, over
yeah.
time, it took like three other gimmicks in between, but eventually,
I heard he graduated somewhere.
You know, just saying like the realness. You know, like a pimp might actually be like a fighter, but like a witch mm-hmm. doctor. You know,
I heard somewhere that they were actually going to bring Papa Shango back.
I heard that too with the Boogeyman, right?
Well, this was before he became the Godfather or whatever, that they were going to bring him back, but instead they did the
Gonzalez gimmick,
that they were going to bring him back. Instead of the face paint, they were going to put a mask on him. They made him more scary looking.
Yeah.
And
according to what you mean back in like the early 90s? Or
yeah,
the 90s?
When Gonzalez came out.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be Papa Shango returning as like a scarier version, like a more humanized version of him. And they went as far as to make like 8x10s of him and get like promo shots.
Really?
And then Gonzalez came.
Are there pictures of those?
Is it available on the internet?
I'd like to see that.
And basically at the end of this video I watched, the guy said, if anybody has these pictures, let me know.
Wow.
But
You know, it's very interesting that when Giant Gonzalez debuted at the Royal Rumble 93, Papa Shango was number 3, and he went out before the next guy came out. So, goes to show how much they cared about Charles at the time.
They didn't. He had a good run, though.
He did have a very long, solid run in the company, yeah.
That was a good, his thing with the Warrior was great.
Well, when I first tuned in, he was Kama, the Supreme Fighting Machine.
Yes.
Ooh.
And he was a member of the Million Dollar Corporation, is that what it was called? Yes. Ted DiBiase's faction.
He had the Sharpie marker hair. The haircut was like just the, like it went up on an angle, almost looked like the top of like the Sears Tower.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then this thing went on to say that he was offered to go to WCW and be part of the NWO.
Yeah.
And they actually had his contract down and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody stepped in and offered to do it at a third of the price. Who do you think
Virgil.
That might have been?
Yeah, exactly. Virgil.
Yeah, it was Virgil. That yes. I know. Yeah.
Vince. In the video I was watching, when they brought that up, they showed the picture of Virgil at the fucking booth.
Awesome.
Just one of the pictures. Where there's
Lonely
nobody.
Virgil.
Lonely Virgil.
Is that a website, lonelyvirgil.com?
What is it?
It's tumblr.lonelyvirgil.com or something like that.
Cool.
Or .tumblr.com.
Yeah, whatever.
It's dot Virgil.
I don't know how that shit works.
I don't know either.
I don't fuck with Tumblr.
Dot Mike Jones.
There's a lot of porn on Tumblr, though.
Mike Jones. Do you have a Tumblr, Steve?
I don't have a Tumblr.
Oh. You go on there and look up porn, though.
Like to drink out of?
No, not a cup.
Oh.
Not a plastic cup.
No, it's
stackable
like a website.
Cup.
I thought a Tumblr
it's
was.
Like a blog.
That's what it is
kind
to me.
So anyway, going back to the seminar thing, what did tell you, Kev?
What did they tell me? That I was awesome, and that they need me on every show if they're ever going to survive.
Oh.
And
wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
No, they were very strict about like keeping to your time in a match, and it was like, you know, if they give you 5 minutes and you go 4:15, well, then you're cheating yourself out of another 45 seconds that you could have been out there. Or if you go over your time, now you're taking time away from somebody else that should have had it.
Not always a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Go long and cut off. You know.
Yeah. The name here. You know, when you're going over multiple minutes, or you come in under multiple minutes, that's bad.
Yeah.
But if you're out there and the match is going really good and the crowd's going nuts and it's like, we can't bring it home yet. Can't do it. You got to get a little more out of it. You know, that's something else. And maybe you can drag it on a couple minutes. There's some guys that go out there and they drag that shit on for minutes and minutes. And it's like, you got 7 to 9 minutes and they'll go like 13. And they probably only should have went 6.
Yeah.
And that's not good. But if you're within the minute plus or minus your allotted time, like the lowest point and the highest point, it's all right. Well, you can probably you probably should stretch it out, but it's, you know.
Although it seemed like he was leaning more on the whole TV time kind of thing,
where
everything's broken into segments and you have to keep within that amount of time.
Yeah.
Whereas like from an indie wrestling perspective, That doesn't always hold up, and
does not apply.
You kind of need to gauge how long you're going based on how the audience is reacting to what you're doing.
Yeah, because like on TV, they just do it. That's it. You have that time. Use that time. Don't go over that time, because somebody's going to do a run in, and you're going to be out of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's a lot of wrestling talk. Where else can we find wrestling talk?
You know where else you can find wrestling talk? Because it's not always our thing. We don't always talk about wrestling.
It's so easy to do.
But there is a place where you can hear nothing but wrestling. In fact, if you go to shiningwizards.com, that's what they talk about. It's about wrestling. It's talk and talk about wrestling. Join Tony, Eddie, and Matt every Wednesday evening for Everything Wrestling, available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, as well as ShiningWizards.com. And you know, they've had such guests as Rob Van Dam, Jay Lethal, Matt Hardy, Shane Douglas, Jake Roberts, Scott Steiner, and more. I wonder if "and more" Jake includes the Headbangers. Maybe they've had the Headbangers.
It might.
Well, the only way you can find out is by going to ShiningWizards.com.
That's the only way. Don't ask us, because we won't tell you. You just listen to every show. Don't look at the description.
No.
It is hope.
Shining Wizards.
And they gave us a couple shout outs last week, which is very nice of them. Yeah. And I listened to their show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to listen to their most recent show, but it's weird. Like, if you don't go through iTunes for a lot of podcasts, sometimes they just shit out on people's websites.
Really?
Yeah. Because they do like a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
So when it's long like that, you could start running into problems when you get past like hour one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks. I've seen it with a few podcasts that I do listen to where it'll just die out unless you're listening through iTunes.
Which is weird. I was listening to Shining Wizards podcast on Matt, did you fart? I can't wait to smell it.
I can't wait.
On the podcast app on my iPhone.
Yeah.
And I got halfway through it. And then I went to listen to it again, and I just got a little fucking circle saying updating content for like a day. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I had to delete it, reinstall it, lost all my subscriptions.
Ugh.
So that's my fucking horror story.
Yeah, but if anyone has that awful app, they can get our podcast too.
Well, it's good now because you can actually make like, I feel like we're doing commercials for iPhones, but we're really not.
That's more for our show.
You can make like little radio stations out of your favorite podcasts, which is kind of cool if you listen to a lot of podcasts.
Nice.
Or just ours.
Just ours.
Just
over
make
and
a
over.
Radio station of our podcast.
Just repeat this show several times.
Well, we do have a lot of material over the years.
Well,
I was going to say not today. Over the years, yeah.
Lots of hours. How many hours is it?
Oh, my God. I don't know. You texted it to me.
Yeah. It's over 300 hours now, I think. It's quite a bit.
It's really not that many if you think about it.
You
having a good time over there, Steve?
Steve is fucking out.
I'm exhausted.
Steve's wasted.
I have no idea why. I'm sick. I was sleeping up until you guys came.
Really?
Really?
Yeah,
so you wouldn't
sleeping.
Have come to the
bar.
I couldn't tell why you're fucking Darth Vader fucking sweatpants.
I know. I was like, ah, I'm not gonna get fucking dressed. I don't give a shit. And then I saw Clutch put up that I want to get his tag right. Was going to be joining us,
aka yeah. P-Rock.
Yes. And I was like, oh God, I hope he's not coming in. I'm sick and I'm in like a hoodie and Darth Vader pants and socks.
With Darth Vader PJs. He's in his Vader jammies.
Nice.
But no, apparently he's going to call in later. And you can call in too, 732-361-CRAT.
Sure.
732-361-2728. That's a New Jersey number. Or you can Skype us, Aristocrats Radio. Either way. And if you got video, we'll put you up on the big screen.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, sure. Hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that Obama thing is kind of bothering me now. I just went to the video, and I got a huge Obama O next to me. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. It's the monocle now. It's
yes.
Oh, shit. When are you going to get that tattooed on your ass, Derek?
As soon as Bo gives me some fucking cash. See, I'm going to ruin the illusion.
Yeah, just put your hand over there.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like you're holding the logo in your hand.
Yeah. Tell you what, it is freaky when you look at the... There
it is. Like I'm a new tech, guys. Anyway.
Ruin the illusion.
So now we have to put this up on YouTube because there's video jokes.
That's right.
A lot of action going on in the chat room. I haven't been watching.
Wow, I've been going back and forth.
There's like a million people talking.
Well, I know that Liquid Alloy's in there tearing shit up.
Liquid Alloy. Yeah, Steve does have a nice chair. That is a fucking sweet chair.
It is a sweet chair.
It's
but
a chair
it's
my grandfather died on. I never told you that?
No, I'm like laying back. Like I have chest pains from my hot dogs.
Wow. Nitrate
And
bomb.
Now I just found out this chair doesn't have a fucking good run.
A good run?
No. But I am looking at it. It looks like it's like ready to fucking break.
Yeah, what is going on? It's like moving around precariously.
Wow.
Wow, our fucking chat room is loaded.
Seriously.
Loaded, yeah.
For the first time ever.
All our friends.
I think we should start being funny now.
Wow, Chalk is in the chat. Yes. Let's just sit there and talk about the chat. That'll be our show. The Aristocrats, read the chat.
Yeah, why don't we act like people are in the chat?
Yeah.
Like this is the first
like
time.
There's like 50 people.
Holy shit. Let's
That's
see
more than our usual
40.
Damn.
Yes, Kevin has a 55-gallon drum of water.
Nice.
That's a lot of. How much do you piss?
I really don't piss.
You don't?
Much,
is it? Do you get used to it after a while? You just learn to hold it.
Yeah. I mean,
do you drink one of those a day?
Sometimes one and a half, two.
That's not good.
Yeah. Well, you know.
2 gallons of water.
What do you mean?
I mean,
it's not
I don't.
Good?
I don't always like drink just the water. I mix it with protein and
booze.
No. I mean, like I keep a shaker bottle with me, and I'll throw a scoop of protein and pour the water in it, or I'll pour it in my morning oatmeal. Yeah.
Morning.
I get through 1.5 gallons, but it's not just drinking the water.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'd use it to clean my balls.
I've been nursing this all day. I'm almost.
Just one bottle?
No, this is like my third one.
Okay.
I see some empty ones over there.
And that's pretty good. You should have one more. Everybody should have at least 64 ounces of water.
Before bed.
Yeah, so you piss yourself.
So you get up in the middle of the night, you're like,
yeah, and then like, you know, like a male, like a larger male person should have like 96 ounces.
You mean like the guy who mailbox and delivers stuff?
Yes.
Mailman?
Exactly.
Hey,
so Vaughn should be drinking 64.
Have you guys ever had to pee so bad and like shit that when you like bend over to drop your drawers, you just piss just dribbles out?
That's not good.
That's definitely a symptom. Yeah, that's a symptom of other problems.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be dribbling.
I'm just asking.
What are you doing? Like laying there with the microphone, just laying on top of you.
This is comfy. Bro.
I have.
Now you know why Bree does it.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to her?
Yeah. I don't know.
She's like doing stuff, right?
She's doing stuff?
Yeah.
She's like doing stuff.
No, she's not just like a pleb anymore. She's like actually like going out and doing stuff.
A pleb.
Is that short for plebeian?
Yeah.
I don't.
All the plebs out there.
Yeah.
Nice girl.
That's what I heard. She's making waves.
You ever have to piss so bad in the morning that like you don't feel like aiming it at the toilet, so you just piss in the bathtub?
No.
I can't think of the last time I didn't piss in the bathtub.
I don't. I don't even like aim. You just like walk up to the toilet and you piss.
I pissed in the sink once just because I thought it'd be funny.
Thought it would be funny.
Was it?
I laughed.
Okay. Hey, people are complaining about the ads on Ustream.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Can we switch over to Twitch?
Yes.
Please,
maybe?
Yes, we can.
Well, let's not do that today.
No, we're doing it right now.
Well, okay, right now.
Pause.
Show two.
No, right now. Don't do it.
Hey, is there anybody in the chat room that wants to hear me fart?
No.
Sure, go ahead.
No, nobody wants to hear it. Don't do it. No. Please don't.
No.
What the fuck?
Weak.
It sounded like you dropped a shoe.
Nice one, faggot.
I dropped the poo.
It sounded like he was clapping erasers, actually.
Yeah, I think part of my problem, too, is I haven't drank any beer.
Look what Owl, he says, yes, go for it.
You know that March 24th is World Tuberculosis Day?
Really?
Yeah. Designed to build awareness for the global epidemic of tuberculosis.
Really? What year is this?
1882.
Oh.
Yeah. Was when it first started. But, you know, we should still observe it today.
Yeah. I think in 1982 it stopped being a problem. So, okay. See you, TB.
Wow, and it has the themes by year. 2013 is Stop Tuberculosis in My Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Call for a World Free of Tuberculosis.
Turkey Bocus.
Yeah.
Turkey Bocus.
Jamie, I do like your deviled eggs. They just don't make their way over here anymore.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Because people eat them before I get them.
That's not true.
No, she refused to make them.
Actually, Liz,
we were trying to tell her before the show. We're like, Jamie, Derek loves your deviled eggs, and we really want to bring them over. And she's just like, nah, fuck him.
What?
He won't even come over for our barbecues. And Steve's like, I know, I invited him.
Fuck that hippie scumbag.
Whoa, I'm a hippie now?
That's what she said.
You're definitely a fucking commie.
Really?
Yeah, you're a communist.
Unbelievable.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, Fatty Arbuckle was born today.
Wow.
Yeah, he fucked a girl with a Coke bottle, right? Isn't that what he was famous for?
Is that what it was?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Was he one of those people that like tried to marry like his cousin or something?
Possibly.
Or some 16-year-old girl?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
No.
Or am I thinking of Edgar Allan Poe?
He killed a girl, supposedly, allegedly, in a hotel room.
That is an alleged lie.
Because he stuck a Coke bottle in her vagina.
Oh, yeah.
And it got infected and she died.
I've never heard that before in my life. Is that real?
It's true shit, bro.
A Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Matt's got like three in his ass right now.
What?
He doesn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
He just sat on them.
Yep.
You got me. I wanted to bring something to your attention. Are you guys ready for some douche chills?
Oh, no. Is this live video?
Speaking of douche chills, ever since I got like this pinched nerve in my neck, I only get the goosebumps in my right arm.
Oh,
nowhere
probably
else
having
on my body.
A fucking heart attack.
All right, go. Mm-hmm. Move along.
Move along.
You got me. Good.
All right, you've got me.
I came across, and I posted this, I think, on my Facebook. I don't know if you guys saw it. A Wendy's video for their grillers.
Okay.
From back in the day,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess late 80s.
Sure.
Just from judging on it. Would you guys like to see it?
Yes.
It's pretty bad. I might have to skip around a little bit because, you know, the first half is like, you know, oh, we do this and we do that. But there's a payoff towards the middle. So if you want to go ahead and...
live video it?
Yeah, live video it and we'll... we can discuss.
Ready to go.
As we watch. Yeah.
This is like old WWE shit.
It does sound like it.
Six cheese blend. Special sauce.
Anybody that's worked in a fast food joint?
I've worked at Wendy's.
Yeah, well, did they ever give you like a video when you worked there, like how to do stuff and shit?
Yes,
every company's supposed
to do. Horrible, horrible. Well, a lot of places.
I
want to
do that one. I want to do one for Ultra
Spec. All that's just pointless because you could just fucking learn on the fly. Go ahead.
Yeah, but they're like mandated to show these by the usually corporation.
Yeah, company policy.
Yeah,
is this a Dire Straits video?
Might be.
Here he comes. Yes.
Hi, I'm Wendy's founder. Dave Thomas.
Dead.
Wow, he seems...
Are ya?
The first Wendy's,
he seems so, like, not confident here.
He seems like a lie.
Yeah.
A Wendy's old-fashioned hamburger.
old fashioned.
He's nervous.
Fracious.
100%
pure beef.
Yeah.
Never frozen. And we patted it in squares.
He seems so uncertain.
Yeah, he's very.
I guess this is like early on in the franchise.
Reading a cue card?
I would assume. I don't think he's getting this off his head.
Well, he seems passionate about his burgers.
No other hamburger chain can make those claims. That's what sets us apart from our competition. And that's why our customers come to Wendy's.
See you later. Oh.
I believe the only way to make a Wendy's old-fashioned hamburger...
Old-fashioned. That's the second time he did
that's
that.
That's how he pronounces it. What is that, ENIAC behind him?
Enough about the burgers. Let's see the Frosty machine.
Yeah. This might predate the Frosty.
It also makes it definitely does.
Where's those sea salt French fries?
It'll hang over the edge of the bun. Just like your guts can hang over when you eat enough of them.
Where's the triple bacon bison burger?
Now, this is funny and everything, but I'm going to get to, you know, and then there's like...
Is that Matt Damon?
Wait,
what the fuck?
I want to say. They did a music video.
All right. A computer monitor is like smoking and shaking.
I think that's a microwave.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be a microwave.
Is that a microwave? Oh, it's like a...
Is that Easy Cheese?
So...
He just got sucked into this cooker.
For those of you following along, this guy was trying to... I'm guessing he was trying to microwave
a burger. He's
trying
to heat something up, yeah.
And this scary 80s black man came out of the microwave and
y'all gonna learn some grill skills.
Grill skills.
And then he was just like, you still don't own a Sega CD.
Bonos. And yeah, it gets worse.
Oh no.
Oh what? This makes me want to go and get a burger.
All right, we got this black guy shucking and jiving right now. It ain't so tough, but first of all, you got to check
your stuff. Like a grill that's set at 250 with the meat and cheese
that's ready to go. This is the one dude from Sugar Hill Gang. Station looking cool, but most of all, you
got to have your tool. He's air guitaring a spatula.
This is happening.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Get ready. We're going to lay them
down. Now, beats got grain to adjust. For those of you playing along online, you can actually see this on YouTube. Just look up Wendy's Grill Skills.
Is this real?
And you can see this at home if you're not watching.
Really real?
Yeah, it's real. And it gets worse.
Oh. Yep.
And the burgers look disgusting.
Wait, you know what looks disgusting too? The guy's fucking hand.
You know, the burgers look like hammier. You got to salt the meat from the back to the front. Salt the meat.
Not too little, not too much. Whoa!
Whoa!
That's a lot of salt.
And now you got snorted off.
That's a lot of fucking salt. We'll turn the meat and do a 400 press. Don't wait too long, I emphasize, or the meat won't reach the proper size. When things start to sizzle, you're ready to go. Gently turn the meat, but don't be slow. Just turn them over easily. We don't want a broken patty, that's a guarantee. Press out the corners, 1, 2, 3, 4. Rock it a bit, are you keeping score? So right now, left and right, and this, you'll get a patty
this guy's flipping
sight.
Burgers.
Yeah.
Pressing out the sides. Half an inch. Ooh, the ruler. Pops out that ruler. Oh my god!
Yes.
I gotta admit, this is actually pretty cool.
No.
No!
Is that one away on the left in a wheelchair?
Singing burger patties with giant hoop earrings.
Yes. One inch. Earrings. Or half inch.
I'm fucking hungry. This looks awful.
Yeah.
I never want to eat Wendy's again.
Oh, I want to eat it more. Meat just fine.
How many times you flip this shit?
Twice.
Yeah.
No, we're already on three.
That was four.
Well, you got to get it cooked twice on both sides.
It'll win a prize.
Big ass Kurt Angle gold medal.
4 minutes. Burgers. Can you imagine waiting 4 minutes for them to cook a patty?
Yeah, that doesn't happen. That is a big ass patty right there. Yeah. They're not that big anymore.
No way.
That's like almost like a friggin'.
Where do I start?
Where do I start? It's like a 4x4 patty right there.
Just remember that convoluted rap I just said.
Meat's got grain to it, just like wood.
Wait, what?
Follow the arrows. Lay it down like you should.
Oh, no. I can't. I'm done.
Like
another. Well, I worked there in the late 90s.
Yeah.
And
this did not happen.
No, but all this stuff was like still legit.
No,
like
they had
the same
video.
Arrows on the wrapper and shit.
No, they had the same video, but it was Fred Durst that was telling you how to make it.
Wow.
Yeah. Not, you know, fucking Kumo D. Whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah. Wow, that was
horrendous. It wasn't DOS FX.
I.
KRS-One.
I have a really hard time watching stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
KRS Buns.
Buns. Yeah, I have a real hard time watching that stuff. That douche chills.
Oh, man, but the burgers did look good.
Dude, I used to flip the burgers while wrapping my fucking nuggets and bacon.
Yes!
While working, just devouring them.
And, like, drinking weight gainer.
Clutch says, I had Wendy's for dinner, now I want to shit them out ASAP.
And eat more? Because that's what I would do.
Liquid Alloy says, those are the worst burgers I've ever seen. I don't remember 5-minute commercials years ago. Well, this is a training video.
This is a training video, not a commercial, yeah.
Chalkzilla says, if he were a real black guy, that golden spatula would have spinners on it.
Mm. And his grills would be fucking diamond plated.
That's right, motherfucker. Those are really bad. Really bad. Yeah. And I wish people would put more of these online.
Oh,
you can find them, but
they'll be coming. I want to see that Pizza Hut.
Oh, they were
six
bad.
Cheese blend.
We would have parties at Pizza Hut and just show promotional videos.
That's how I know about it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't work there.
No, you didn't. But we it was so funny. Six cheese blend.
Hand toss crust.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. See if that's online.
Yeah.
Might be. You never know. I mean, it was VHS tape, right? It wasn't like.
It was VHS. We had the old TV. And that was the same TV I watched 9/11 happen on.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was there.
You're right out of town.
I'm getting out. Let's see. Pizza Hut.
Making it great. My favorite Pizza Hut commercial ever was before Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I play right field way out where the dandelions grow.
I wonder if I know all the lyrics to that still.
I'm sure you do.
Look up above.
I play right field. It's important to know. You got to know how to catch. You got to know how to throw. That's why I'm playing right field. Way out where the dandelions grow.
Yeah. So,
there's a little more to it, though.
And a baseball falls into my glove.
What was that pizza with the six cheese blend? Was that the Insider?
That was the...
I think it was the Insider.
Was it the Insider? I never had it. I should ask Eric. He'll know.
He never had it without an extra one.
What?
Mm-hmm. He would have two.
Insider was pretty gross.
Yeah.
It was a like a thin crust pizza with a buttload of six cheese blend. And then like another pizza on top with toppings and stuff. So it was like almost like a double decker pizza.
Double pizza.
But it was just gross.
I was always a fan of thin crust.
You know, we've been having that debate at work. The thin crust.
Everybody loves like a crispy thin crust.
Don't like it.
Hate it. I want like a big thick
pizza. Yeah. Cock.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to feel like I'm eating a loaf of bread with a little cheese on it.
Yes. Yeah. I want it to go like.
Yeah.
When I'm eating the pizza.
Not.
Yeah. Not just like I'm gonna like bite my tongue off when I'm eating it.
I want to eat a layer cake without sugar, with some cheese on top.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for.
I like both. But
I mean, I'll gladly eat a thin crust pizza. There's no stopping me. but. I would much prefer like a nice hearty doughy pizza. I don't know.
Yeah, Derek, Matt admitted before during the party that you were invited to the Uno show.
Admitted
that he cannot eat a full pizza.
Which anymore.
I find
anymore.
Well, I find that ridiculous because he eats like today. He ate enough for a fucking small platoon.
Platoon.
Like I had
like he had enough rations from like the guys from Black Hawk down. Okay? There's no way he can't eat an entire pizza.
I had
pizza.
Two burgers, or a regular dog, a big dog.
Wow.
And like a handful of fries.
No, he had a fucking gargantuan amount.
Okay.
Clutch says he can put away a large plain pie. I believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess, but it's got to be from a pizzeria in Wildwood.
He's got one of them bellies that he pees on the back of.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice. Got to pick it up to piss.
Yeah.
And Chalkzilla is butthurt that he wasn't invited to Steve's barbecue.
Dude, it's my iMessage is fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It just ignores people you don't like. Maybe that's a new i feature.
I actually love Chalkzilla. He makes me laugh.
Yeah. Well, I was referencing
them. Chalk boys are something else.
They are. You know what? I think I'm going to have a fucking one of the chalk sandwiches at Stewart's.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to have, what is it called?
See, when Big chalk when you said chalk sandwich, if you hadn't said Stewart's, I just assumed you wanted to get double teamed by the Chalk Bros.
That would be, I would actually pay to see that.
So chalk on each end.
I was actually looking at it the other day because I was thinking about ordering at work. And I was like, what?
Oh, again, I thought you went back to gay sex with the chalk.
No. Still talking about food.
Okay.
Quit talking and start chalking.
What is it? It's a cheesesteak, mozzarella sticks,
chicken fingers, french fries. Shit, I haven't had one in a long time. There's a little mayo in there, some ketchup.
I think that's enough.
Sardines.
And bacon.
Pimento loaf.
And bacon.
There's an eclair. They stuff an eclair in there too.
And a pepperoni roll.
They put some Pez on it, like the little candies.
Pez.
Those are just vitamins.
And they stick it to the icing on the top.
And the very end, there's some chiclets.
Well, then they put like a little rope around it, and they deep fry the entire thing, and then like sprinkle confectioner sugar over it, and it's fucking delicious.
You know, you laugh, but that does sound delicious.
Well,
And I'm not a big fan of the. What are they called? Fat sandwiches, right?
Fat cats.
Yeah, fat cats or whatever. I'm not a big fan of mixing everything. Just not. You know, even if I have French fries and, like, you know, some macaroni and cheese goes over to the fries.
Yeah.
No.
You won't eat it?
That's like doomsday to you?
Yeah, it's like the end of the world.
That's like free cheese fries right there.
You know,
Kraft cheese fries.
You just flick the noodle out of the way, boom, cheese fry.
You know who else hated that?
Who?
Peter Steele.
Well.
Thanksgiving was his nightmare holiday, he called it.
Yeah. I had, when I was a kid, I had a partitioned plate, and I used that up until it broke, I believe. I'm never a big fan. Now it's not that bad, but I wouldn't even, like, put gravy on stuff. That's how bad I was.
Mm. You are, like, a big kid with your partitioned plates and your sippy cups.
No, I'm better now.
What is, Jamie just said, Derek is so tiny. What does that mean?
I'm not tiny.
Dude, I think she's hitting on you.
I probably lost a little weight because I'm sick.
Oh.
And I haven't been eating.
Tarek is so
as much. Had some chicken with gravy.
Mashed potatoes. Gravy like fucking pasta sauce?
What is this, fucking North Philly?
Oh, shit.
Philly.
Burn.
South Philly.
Hoboken.
Hoboken.
I hate that.
What?
Gravy has meat in it.
At this little barbecue bash that you were invited to that you know-showed, Steve number one showed up at my house.
And he said he would cut me if I showed up, right?
Wow.
Yeah, right. Something like that. And
well, it looks like somebody cut the ass out of his pants because he was wearing leather chaps today.
That he was.
What?
Yeah, he was like Magic Mike.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Just leather chaps.
So, what would you do?
He had a vest, too.
All right, for those of you who weren't up in the past year listening to us, Steve, number one, was a former aristocrat.
Yeah, and he became the one-man guy.
What is he, 6'3"?
6'3", 6'4". 280.
And now he wears a cowboy hat. What would you do if he just showed up with a cowboy hat, a leather vest, and chaps? And that's it. Everything else bare.
I would probably
cock
like
a swinging.
I'd probably laugh. Throw up.
And he was like dead serious.
I don't know if he'd be swinging.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, poking out.
Because he's got the most unhealthily fucking proportioned body. His penis is disgusting.
What? How do you know?
He's got like a sunken in butt.
Anti-butt.
He's got white man ass.
Yeah, he is gross.
He's got all sunk in the trunk.
Oh, my God.
He's not runway material.
Yeah.
No. Maybe setting up the runway. Maybe some scaffolding work or something.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, he bought himself an $8 steak.
Yeah.
And he
brought it over?
And he didn't let Steve cook it properly.
Yeah, I wanted to slow cook it longer.
Yeah.
And he wanted that motherfucker raw.
Really?
Give it to me raw.
Like you could have literally just took like an eighth of it, like the whole circumference of it off, and then recooked it after you ate that part.
Well, see, is the thing is, like he started cutting into it, and then I saw him keep cutting it and like splitting it and cutting it and splitting it and cutting it. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's just like, oh, it's like all fatty and stuff. I'm like, no, it's just not cooked enough. I'm like I would eat it as is anyway. Just give it to me.
Yeah, Kev said that too. That grossed me out though. My meat's got to be cooked.
Oh, that's fine. I
can't
that.
See any pink.
Pink. I know. I gotta have pink.
Like I gotta get right to the border of pink and no pink.
Everything on his plate was completely edible. Is my point. Like you could. Eat
don't get
all
me wrong.
It.
I love eating the pink.
Yeah.
Oh, but vagina.
How much of it did he leave?
Almost all of it.
It was
at least $7.
Was it a fillet or was
I would say 75% of the steak he didn't even eat.
He just scooped it off into the garbage.
Wow.
Horrendous. I would have just thrown it on like a pan for like literally 3 minutes.
Wait, so he didn't eat it because it wasn't cooked all the way?
No, he claimed
that's
it was
why.
Fat.
But he likes it that way.
It was a perfectly good cut.
Apparently
steak.
Not.
He came over to me when I was cooking it, and he takes a knife and he just cuts in the center of it. He's like, "Oh yeah, that looks good already."
Uh huh.
He's like, "This is good." I'm like, "No, like, let me get five more minutes. Cause you watch." And then all of a sudden, the blood like, just pulled out of
it.
The
was
cut.
Still freezer burned at that point.
It's
yeah,
like purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clutch, I eat steaks medium to medium well at the most, but the well-done thing,
can't do it. I got to do medium. Anymore. I want pink. If it's a filet and it's a little bloody, I'm fine with
that.
The
reason why is because of how places cook things now. It's everything is like a level higher than you order it. Like you order like medium, they'll give you medium well.
Yes.
You know, you order well done, they're going to char the shit out of it.
And they won't
and
do.
They have to.
They won't do.
A lot of places will. They refuse.
Yeah.
Refuse to do rare. So,
our old friend Pat, DC Pat, used to say, "Medium rare, more rare than medium, please."
Oh, and everyone would laugh and high five.
Yes, and we go, "Yeah, ordering steaks.
Nice,
so rare it bleeds.
I want to be able to ride the rest home.
Just run it through a warm room.
Nice. Yeah, sit on it for 20 minutes.
Talking about uncooked meat and uncut hogs."
Peter Steele again?
No. It always reminds me of the time I went to
Christmas?
The Brazilian barbecue. That was that place, local reference, over by what's it called? Where the fucking Sonic is in Shrewsbury town.
Mm-hmm.
There was the one right around the corner there, and apparently it was like run by the mafia or something like that.
The Brazilian mafia?
Yeah. No, and there was a shootout there. But nice. So he's called the Brazilian Shootout. But I remember going with this group of people, and this one girl ordered every possible variety of meat they offered, and it was every rare or nearly extinct endangered species you could imagine. And they bring it out on a sword, and they have different layers of, like, levels of how well it was cooked. And she got the bloodiest, rarest, most disgusting piece of meat off of every sword they brought out. And her plate was left with, like, a half-inch puddle of blood on it.
Nice.
And it was so gross, it smelled so bad. Oh, and she became a vegetarian after that.
What a pussy.
Yeah.
She can go fuck herself.
Okay.
I'm sure she's nice though.
Not really.
Should we get into the story that we
Well real quick, he mentioned uncut hogs.
Oh,
all right.
Gotta give a shout out to a very cut hog.
Ooh.
Birthday, Barry Horowitz.
Barry.
You're going to wish Barry Horowitz a birthday today.
But
you're not going to wish The Undertaker a happy
birthday. Barry Horowitz. Yes, it is. Barry Horowitz has had way more of a cultural impact.
Yes.
Undertaker. For the Jews, maybe.
He's had a better
Was there ever a song about The Undertaker?
I'm sure there was.
Nope.
Dead Man Walking.
Wait, what was the Barry Horowitz song?
It was called, I don't know.
Barry Horowitz.
Was it called Barry Horowitz? Yeah, by Action
Barry
Bronson.
Barry Horowitz, I'm Barry Horowitz.
No, it was a rap song.
And I slap my back. It always pissed me off that he had the hand on his back, but it was the wrong hand.
Yeah.
So he would like do this, and it was a left hand.
Thumb was the other way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, come on, get your shit together, Barry. Fucking.
It
Christ.
Was an interesting idea.
He probably noticed that it was the wrong way, but didn't want to pay to get a new one made.
Probably.
Oh my God. Just flip it over.
It. Turn it inside out. Be fine.
Yeah.
I want to digress a little bit here, talking about Barry Horowitz. Who is the ultimate jobber? Who's the king jobber?
I'm always going to say Iron Mike Sharp.
I'm going to, too. In fact, the house show we were watching before, first episode was Tony Roma and Iron Mike Sharp. And I got to say, he's...
Paul Roma?
What'd I say?
Tony Roma?
Okay.
That's funny, though.
Isn't that a pizza place?
Tony Roma's?
Tony Roma's.
We're like a recurring character on Jersey Shore.
Yeah. or a quarterback for Dallas Cowboys.
Or that.
Oh, is it?
Well, he's Tony Romo. But it's close enough.
Okay.
Tony Romo.
He's the one who banged Jessica Simpson.
Up the ass.
In the shooter.
You know, he does stuff that you don't see anymore.
Who, Tony Romo?
No, I'm talking about Iron Mike Sharp.
Paul Romo?
And, you know, Steve, you said something a while ago to me about being a heel in wrestling and doing certain heel things that people don't think about nowadays, like pulling the hair. And doing stuff like that.
Irakes.
Mike was always good for going out the top rope, sticking his body out, in the beginning of the match.
Oh, the old Rick Martel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was good at that. That's yeah. Cool. I like that. Ooh.
Well, he was.
I did that
he
in my last
He was always
match.
Big on getting the crowd involved.
He was. Oh, yeah. He was. Mm-hmm. It was probably one of the better
territorial guy.
I watched that, and then I fell asleep during Hercules Hernandez and somebody. I don't know.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah. Very.
See, the jobbers that I grew up enjoying weren't the iconic ones that you know, everybody knew from the WWF. I always loved the guys who would pop up randomly on the WCW shows,
yeah.
WCWB shows, specifically The Gambler. Yeah. I don't know if anyone remembers The Gambler from WCW.
The Gambler very often would wrestle on that late night show that came on like after Saturday
Worldwide,
Night Live.
Worldwide, right?
It was Worldwide.
Yeah.
It was on like Channel 2.
Yeah.
And it was on like literally like 1 a.m.
Yeah. WCW yes. Worldwide.
What was
Worldwide.
That, what was that bullshit WCW show that they taped in Florida? And like Universal
Saturday
Studios
Night.
Or something.
Saturday.
There was...
It was like really bad. Like
well, no, could, Worldwide probably is the one you're thinking of where like you can literally see just like a couple stands that the people sit in and yeah.
There's like nobody there.
There's like really no crowd on the other side of the ring and the ring was up on that round stage that rotated.
Like you can tell they were just like trying to get out of the heat.
Yeah, like they like just filmed Double Dare and then they put wrestling in that room. Yeah.
Nick Studios, that would be a great place. That was the first time I saw Smash as a different...
Hole in One Darso?
I don't know what gimmick he was doing. I just remember seeing him in there.
Blacktop Bully, probably.
He was, I think he was jobbing to somebody. Oh, and yeah. I was just like, I saw the tattoo and I'm like, that's fucking Smash.
Marcus Alexander Bagwell?
No.
Probably.
The jobbers that I remember from WWF, you had Dale Wolf, of course, Dwayne Gill, who later became Gilbert, Tom Stone, Pez Watley. But Pez Watley,
Pistol Pez
Watley dead. He
horrendous shape.
What? Yeah, he was chubby. There was like a whole bunch of them. Like, I mean, Dan DeBeale, Middletown local. You know, he was there for maybe a year or two.
Local wrestler.
There were so many of them. You would see them all the time because they must have all been like locals for like the, you know. The areas, obviously,
the circuit,
the areas that they and as they went around and traveled, they would just have these guys work. So you would see them every like 6 months or so.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, these guys would pop up. But there had to be a few of them that traveled because there was a lot of them that just they were there on a consistent basis.
So you guys watched it a different time than I did.
Yeah.
When I started watching, the jobbers were always just a guy in a singlet with a mullet.
Yeah,
but it was never the same guy. Like it could very, it was just interchangeable. Like
I could probably name. Like if you showed me those guys, I could tell you what their names are. If you just brought up pictures of random WWF jobbers with singlets and mullets, I could probably tell you who they are.
Well, that you know what? That'll be next week. Well, no, next week is Easter Sunday. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh,
we're doing a show, fag.
All right. So next week, next show we do.
He's dead. Get over it.
Who's gonna remember?
Oh, no, he's resurrected.
No, he's not.
That day.
He has risen.
Yeah, we should do a little game show. Name the jobber. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yep. Oh yeah.
Well, okay. Matt wins.
Yeah, basically. But you know what?
That was fun.
Yeah,
we.
Mm-hmm. We're almost at our 1 hour mark here.
Oh shit!
And we haven't gotten into the story of the week for us.
The meat and potatoes.
Yes. A friend of ours, friend of the show. Timothy, can you help me with the last name? D-L-U-H-O-S? It's on the news. Allowed to what?
Oh, wait. This is the...
Bad Lieutenant.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen his last name. How do you spell it?
Okay. D-L-U-H-O-S. Dluhos?
One-time caller? One-time...
Yeah. Dluhos. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he was... He's Bad Lieutenant. He was... he called in the show before... And he
shared some stories, some funny stories.
Yeah, he's an EMT.
That's his gimmick?
Yeah, 15-year veteran, right? He's a lieutenant.
In the ring?
And, you know, his Twitter account, the Bad Lieutenant, was kind of racist, I guess.
Yeah. He made some jokes.
Yeah. Scattering, peppering of racist, insensitive jokes.
Yeah, well, in this... You know, overly sensitive, politically correct world. I could see how some people be offended by it, but I didn't. From what I saw, I never really saw anything that was that bad.
No.
And it was never really directed at people.
The problem is that he can't say that stuff at all. because of the position he's in. He just can't do it.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
He worked for the city. But, he was a firework, fireman EMS.
Yeah. But he didn't say the bad things. A character said it for him.
That's the thing. And now here's what this comes down to. Because we're obviously not going to put this guy down. He was the listener. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a job anymore. Although I never got any confirmation. They're investigating.
Well, if he is fired, then I think maybe Chris Messer should put in an application.
Well, the last I read from the story I read, it's under investigation right now.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's officially fired yet.
No.
But and I don't think they have enough to fire him at all anyway.
Basically, somebody from the Post cornered him at his house.
What?
And they were taking pictures of him, and they basically called him out on his racist tweets.
Okay.
And the dude started crying, you know, saying his life was over and stuff like that.
Oh, it probably
and
is.
So there's pictures all over. I'm not going to put them up, but there's pictures all over of New York papers of this poor guy, Matt Pinfield looking fella, just sitting crying on his
right
stairs.
On a stoop. Just crying.
Yeah. And what
I can't believe this king heave that we got running the city. It's ridiculous.
Number 9 on our countdown.
He's King Jew.
Whoa.
That's what he said.
What? And that's why he's getting no job.
That's a quote. That's okay. A quote, yeah.
A quote.
But see, but here's the ridiculous thing. I can say that on here. I'm not getting any trouble.
No.
What's the worst that'll happen to you? I'm not getting any trouble. Somebody comes to my house, like, good. What are you going to do? Yeah. Fire me?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I don't think Ned will fire you. It's all good, bro.
And from what I understand from what I was reading, somebody else within the FDNY got busted for this.
Basically, they're on a witch hunt now.
Yes.
They're just trying to find people with social network accounts and just basically going through them. And he's getting a lot of support from Twitter and from the pests, the ONA pests.
Yeah.
Which you should.
Speech.
Here's the thing. There's anonymity on the internet, right?
Sure.
But you have to be anonymous in order to take advantage.
Obviously.
You could say whatever you want on the internet because it is anonymous. But the second you have like a link back to you personally,
it's no longer anonymous.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. And people get that confused. They think that they can go on the internet and say whatever they want, but
here's the thing.
You can't if it leads back to you.
It depends on your personal life.
Well, that
you
too.
You can. I mean, if you don't have a job or you don't have anything
you
can
do
to live
the hell
for,
you want.
Yeah, you can do anything at all. But if you do have a job, you know, and you do work for the government, you do get paid by the state, then...
Hey, Mac, can you switch to the chat room?
Unfortunately, you know, you have to obey these laws or these rules that they have of conduct and everything. You can't do that because it's going to look bad for the whole, you know, the whole company.
Yeah.
What am I looking for?
I get that, on the chat, that's but fine. His name wasn't on it, to my knowledge. And it's not like he was, as far as I saw, because I don't know everything that he put out there. He wasn't bringing up things that were bringing people's names that were involved with his work. People that he, you know, what would you, like the people
yeah,
that
oh,
he,
no, so
you
far,
know?
So far as, the, I mean, I only saw a little bit, so I don't know, you know, how many tweets a guy has, you know, or anything good. I didn't see them point out anything about his job specifically, which would obviously be, you know, grounds to fire anybody for any job, whether or not you work for the state. The stuff that he did post was like literally like harmless.
Yeah.
Again, it's just words.
My thing too is that he wasn't spreading hate.
Oh, they used the word spewing racial and anti-Semitic.
He was making jokes in a way that he thought he was making people laugh. And you know what? A lot of people were laughing. But he wasn't out there trying to recruit people for a Nazi group or the KKK or anything like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. He wasn't spreading hate in that form.
Well, the thing that just annoys me about it is they keep tying it to his work and what he's associated with there. And if it's not affecting his job and he's not, if he's still competent enough to do his own job, what does it matter what his political or any other belief is? Even if this was a joke or something he actually believes, what difference does that make?
I agree, but
That's never going to come into account.
Like he's literally like signed his rights away to do that by being state employee. He can't do that. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, definitely. And I was talking, we were chatting back and forth between, I think, Facebook and text.
Yeah.
And I said that, you know, we say, you know, we don't say similar things, but, you know, we joke about things that are insensitive.
We joke? Yeah, we joke. Oh, does it work?
Yeah. We have this kind of mask of a fake internet radio show that we can hide behind. But, you know, but he really couldn't. And that's a shame.
Yeah. You know, it's like anybody who says anything that is offensive to even the smallest fraction of people. You know, we go back to Gilbert Gottfried when he, you know, said the stuff about Japan.
Yeah.
Guy's a comedian.
Yeah.
There are comedians who take advantage of their status, and it's clear when they do it. But he was definitely within, you know, the guidelines of comedy when he was doing that. He did it, like, as a shtick.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, and I brought up the last time we talked about this, Michael Richards, when he lost it, he wasn't using it, his status, I'm sorry, he wasn't using the guidelines of comedy. He was using his status to say what he wanted to say to hurt people.
Yeah.
You know, and he got away with it in the long run. But Gilbert Gottfried wound up losing his,
Affleck.
Yeah. Like, because apparently, you know.
I think Gilbert Gottfried will be all right.
But, oh, I'm sure he will, but it's just unfortunate that, you know.
And the guy, you know, he fucking saves lives. He's an EMT. He's got a family. He's got kids. You know, just fucking leave the guy. Anything for a fucking story with these people.
Yeah, and it's not like we've heard anything that, you know, he refused to save somebody because of their race or something.
Well, I think that falls back on what Kevin's point was. You know, it's not affecting his job. He's still doing what he's supposed to.
Just stupid that that comes into play.
You know, and Clutch asked if his account was private.
His account now?
No.
Was it private before?
I don't think so. I don't think it was, but I lost my train of thought there.
Sounds like farts in here.
I just farted, by the way.
Nasty ass.
But you know, the support he's getting is pretty amazing. It's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, because like I guess the one reporter chick that I guess wrote the story or broke the story or whatever. What's wrong, Derek?
It reeks it does really smell. Bad.
Just deal.
Dude, it smells like sauerkraut.
Yeah. Sour ass.
But, so I guess, you know, her name is out there now and people are just tweeting her relentlessly.
Really?
I would be surprised to see this woman just quit her job out of the annoyance that she's going to get from this. But she's a reporter that apparently was, like, hounding families of the children that were shot at the fucking Newtown gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean she wasted a lot of time?
She was like
giving,
she was tweeting the families, like super professionally tweeting these families.
Yeah, saying like, sorry about your loss. Call me if you'd
like. And they're
like,
what do you mean? What loss? My kid's dead? What happened?
Like, I guess instead of taking the track up there.
It's like the journalist version of the ambulance chasing lawyer.
Yeah.
We're all moving to California and changing our names. What do you mean?
We're fine. She's right next to me.
I can't call today. I'm going to be at the SAG Awards.
SAG.
I got tickets for the Independent Spirit Awards. I'm going over to Cannes.
I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah, I think that he's just a victim of a witch hunt.
And you know, if they wanted to just do an article, whatever. I mean, but like the pictures they have of him, like he just.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a problem I have mostly for me, is that they're making him out to be
a hate monger.
You know what's weird? Not even that. Like they're emphasizing that he was crying.
None of those pictures even look like him.
Yeah, they're like pussifying him.
Exactly. They're saying like, oh, this big tough guy who hides behind his persona on the internet.
The cover.
Now he's a baby. Like, fuck yourself. This is his life.
The cover of the post was sob story, but it was SOB.
Are you sure that's really him though? Because the only picture I've seen of him, he had like short black hair and like a little mustache. And
oh no, that was
yeah. They pointed out his profile picture being Hitler. It's like a cartoon Hitler like petting a raptor.
Yeah,
like like that.
See, which
that's,
is funny.
Yes, there's like a raptor, like a velociraptor baby raptor in his lap. I have it saved actually.
Well, there are just pictures of a raptor in Nazi uniform, Sieg Heiling. What?
I got to
find this.
Hey, somebody else has it.
See, to me, like,
and there's a picture of Jesus doing the same thing.
Yeah, I've seen the Jesus one. Actually, fairly recently on Reddit, somebody made a cake and had that
on
top
of
it.
What is the what's the correlation?
I always wanted to ask what the correlation was, but I mean, to me, and look how hard he just popped. I popped like that when I saw it the first time,
it's
too. Like,
funny.
That should be enough for reporters to say, yeah, this guy's just...
It's funny, but this is what I just saw. Raptor
joking.
Hitler. Holy shit.
If anybody out there does know the correlation between, I guess, Hitler and Jesus and
I
raptors,
don't know.
Please.
I've never... I really don't know. Because only a raptor could pull off a third world war. Wow.
I love really the font they have on that.
It is nice.
I don't like
Once again, I got to admit, the Hitler memes do crack me up huge. I mean, because some of them are so absurd.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's making light of a horrible situation. That's how we deal with things.
That's what we do. We try to make light of... You know, I was thinking... Like, I make jokes all the time that could be, I guess, seen as racist, anti-Chinese, or anti-black, or whatever. But I would be doing the same goddamn thing if I was black or Chinese. I'd be making fun of whites, too, because it's just funny. Black comedians make their money off of making fun of white people.
Yes.
I don't think that's anything that they try to hide either.
I only get the Jesus one here. Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. I would like to find what the fucking correlation is.
Weird.
But I don't know. I hope he doesn't lose his job over this.
I hope not either.
I mean, I guess if you play devil's advocate, maybe, you know, hopefully maybe he just walks away with some kind of suspension or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times that's what happens. They like to ham up the story ahead of time to like try to get that the feeling of sympathy for the phantom victims in the situation. So like no, I mean he's just saying stuff on Twitter, and people are finding it funny. The problem is that they don't want people to find it funny. They want him to be punished for saying that stuff.
Yeah.
So
they're trying to make him an example,
exactly, so that nobody else will do this kind of stuff. And it's I'm sorry, guys, but it's human nature,
and you're not
going to change it ever.
And with this particular person, it's just going to have the complete opposite effect.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, knowing the people that I know that know him and like him, it's just going to make it worse. You know, especially for this reporter's life.
Well, hopefully these people that are supporting him, you know, put a stop to whatever the hell they're doing, going through people's fucking Facebook and Twitter. But just heads up, everybody, if, you know, keep your shit private.
Well, the thing I also said to Texas Punjum, actually, I tweeted from our account that in America now, it's say what you want, but watch what you say.
Yes.
And it's been like that for years, actually.
Yeah, because he has the right to say whatever he wants, and then, you know, his bosses have a right to fire him over it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of watch out.
Ain't cool, man.
Ain't cool. Shit ain't cool. These pictures. I feel bad for this guy.
Yeah.
And I was saying to Kev, where I said on the text messages, it looks like somebody was like off taking pictures of him, like in a bush. A lot of the pictures are kind of far away.
Yeah.
So, you know, they like fucking, you know, bombarded him and then were taking pictures from the other side of the road or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
We're waiting for a phone call from P-Rock.
Is he calling in?
Apparently.
Maybe he fell asleep after playing with his kid.
Maybe. That happens.
It does.
Happened already to us.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we can reopen the story when he calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he wants to call on Thursday.
Yeah.
In a half hour. Then you feel free. But I think that's it for us.
If you're listening live, relax.
See ya.
We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Happy birthday, Barry Horowitz. This one's for you, brother.
Let's get a few shekels together for Barry Horowitz's birthday. Get him something nice.
I guarantee he still has every cent that he ever made in wrestling.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He certainly wasn't getting haircuts.
Ew. He was getting hair grease. That mullet had a sheen.
Yes, it did. Aristocratsradio.com. That's us. We stream live on CWERadio.com. Sundays from 7 till question mark. We're like a really cool high school party. 7 to question mark. We don't know when it's going to end.
Yeah.
$5 for a cup. Drink all night till the keg's tapped.
That's right. $10 to buy a map to the place that we're going to.
Yeah. Roofies are half off.
All right, we'll see you guys on Thursday. Goodbye.